Potatoes is recorded at GLB Studios.
Welcome to the podcast. Welcome back, hopefully. My name is Jody and I'm a nurse. Last year, I was able to successfully lose about 40 pounds and maintain it just through some changes in the way that I think about food, exercise, wellness. And I'm here to share all that. We're not selling anything. There's no special diet. So enjoy.
And I'm Gina. I'm Jody's sister. And I'm here to provide some input from a mental health standpoint. I'm a therapist. I also have struggled with my weight for my entire life. I recently lost 80 pounds and then I gained it back. What's interesting to me is how our thoughts and our behavior and our habits have such a strong influence on our overall wellness.
So today I wanted to talk about a very hot topic. Very hot topic. And I would even venture to say that this is the fountain of youth.
Really? Is it the store in the mall?
It's not. It's not Hot Topic in the mall.
That's not the fountain of youth.
There are a lot of young people there.
There's a lot of old people trying to be young there, too.
Oh, that's what it is. This is something that is extremely beneficial for your body and your mind.
Okay.
And it is intermittent fasting.
Okay. You know, I've heard a lot about intermittent fasting. I've read a lot about it. Well, no, I haven't read a lot about it. I've read very little about it. But
you just lied.
I totally did.
I'm an expert. No, wait. I don't know anything.
Just a second. No. I read some people's Facebook updates about it.
Oh, it's real, yes. Real scientific.
So, But... you know, and I know that we've talked about how fad diets and different things, you know, how are we love the idea of I can eat whatever I want or I can only eat these food, but I'm going to lose all this weight. And so is intermittent fasting just another fad diet?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I'm a huge proponent of it.
Okay.
It's been around a while and it's really, really good for your body and your brain. And I'm going to tell you how.
Okay.
Because I'm the nerd who talks about your body. There are certain people who shouldn't do intermittent fasting.
Okay.
Those people who have really low blood sugars, who really run low. They're, you know,
they hypoglycemia.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, and then people who maybe have some adrenal kind of issues. So these are just guidelines. Everyone should check with their physician or whoever their physician or nurse practitioner.
Your primary care provider.
And just make sure that it's okay for you to do this. For most people, it is. So you can, your body uses basically two sources of fuel, sugar and fat.
Okay.
Sugar and fat. You get it from your food and you can also get it where it's stored in your body.
Okay.
So your body stores it. Stores sugar or glycogen in the liver. And fat, people carry it different places, but we all carry it. Some people carry it in their hips, some people carry it in their belly, you know, but we store it on our body. And so if you're not eating, you will eventually use your body fat.
Okay.
You have, everybody has fat on your body, not just you.
Carry everybody's fat on my body. I'm like holding it for them like a purse, you know?
Everybody.
Like, yeah, like Jody lost all this weight. I found it. It's on me. It's on my hips and thighs.
So everybody carries fat on their body for survival.
Okay.
So even the skinniest person
has
about 40 days worth of fat on their body. Even the thinnest person has that much body fat.
Okay.
And so there's really not a lot of reason why we have to continuously feed ourselves
Okay.
We can hit pause on that. Now, we can't just stop eating forever. We're going to run out.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, most people want, when they lose weight, to lose body fat.
Right.
They don't want to lose their muscle or water or anything like that. They really want to tap into those fat cells.
Right.
And they're at the ready. We just never deploy them because as soon as we eat, our body just deals with what we've eaten versus what's in storage. So, but how do you get, how do you burn fat? You can't just say, hey, today, body, I want you to burn fat.
Because
when you eat something, you're going to break that down first. And then your liver is going to use some of its sugar stores because your liver stores some sugar in it or glycogen or whatever you want to call it. It's all the same.
Okay.
It's just called different things.
Okay.
But there's only so much your liver can hold, and then you've got to dip into your fat, which I think is what we all want.
Mm-hmm.
So how you do that is you pause your eating.
Okay.
So after you stop eating, your body ends the digestion process. It enters a state of rest.
Mm-hmm.
It repairs itself, heals damaged cells, drops your insulin levels, reduces inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Improves cholesterol and blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You sleep better. You have more energy. You recover faster from any kind of an injury or illness. You balance your hormones. Your immune system gets a boost. There's so many benefits to intermittent fasting. Most people, though, I think we've gotten into this habit of eating six times a day. So that's three meals and some snacks. And do you remember there was like this whole thing about how you should eat every couple of hours to keep your blood sugar up?
Well, to keep your metabolism going is what I was always told. Like to feed your muscles and all of that. And, you know, and I think that there's a lot of people that still believe that to be true. And I know that some people who are specifically trying to build muscle and are doing it for a contest or a specific purpose might have to adjust their diet.
Mm-hmm.
But most of us are not entering a bikini contest, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, not today, at least.
Sure.
Right.
Right.
Sorry, I don't want to speak for you.
Right, I have one later.
Okay. Remember how popular those were?
Bikini contests?
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Like in the 80s and 90s?
It was before the internet, though, so you had to go and actually see people in person. And, you know, now the people just have Instagram pages.
That's true. It's where it's a constant bikini contest.
Constant, yeah. Mm-hmm.
True story. I know, like, my husband, the idea of someone kind of grazing throughout the day is just absurd to him. You know, that's a terrible eating pattern, and we are terrible parents for if we allow that. But yet, you know, is that, isn't that a better way? You know, you maintain your blood sugar at a certain level, you maintain things at a certain level, you're not going up and down. But again, you know, it depends on what you're grazing on.
Well, and I have thoughts on that too, because I'm not a big grazer. I'm not a big proponent of grazing just because, like you said, I maintain my blood sugar, but you will always maintain your blood sugar. It's interesting though that people think that your blood sugar is so dependent on your food. But what happens when you eat is you release a hormone called insulin and it actually drops your blood sugar.
Okay.
Have you ever eaten and then you feel tired?
All the time.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So when you don't eat, you have more energy because you're doing fat burning, which is a steady.
Okay.
It's a more steady state.
Okay.
And then anytime you have to switch from kind of a sugar metabolism to a fat metabolism, that switch is good for your brain. It challenges your brain.
Okay.
So even just not always using your food for fuel, but actually using your body fat. Your brain has to do something different. I wish people could see me.
Yes.
I'm just like doing this.
It really illustrates what you're trying to say.
It's like my head's a snow globe.
Yes.
But it's good to challenge your brain and make that switch back and forth. You actually will have more energy if you are in fat burning.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think that so much of what we've talked about is about really challenging some of these negative or false beliefs that we've had or carried around with us for years, mm-hmm. or for our whole lives about eating. There's part of me that reacts to the idea of, but I'm starving myself, mm-hmm. but I'm restricting my eating. Mm-hmm. That can't be good. Mm-hmm. I need to eat in a healthy way, mm-hmm. and maintain my blood sugar and my metabolism and all of this. So all of that's crap.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me more.
You are so wrong.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Done.
Well, so I think for me, the best way to do intermittent fasting is I cut out snacking.
Okay.
And I still struggle with this.
Mm-hmm.
So this is especially at night. And I think it's just because my day is over, I'm relaxed, and I will pick like the low-cal popcorn, the skinny pop, and I'll measure it out, and I will justify and say, well, it's not that many calories and all that. But that's my Achilles heel. Okay. I don't really snack through the day.
Mm-hmm.
But we never used to snack until like the 80s,
right,
when Snickers came along and said, hey, you need a snack.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting hangry.
Snickers did that in the 80s?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was like the last couple of years.
Well, yeah, that was like their more ad campaign.
Yeah.
But around the 80s.
I'm gonna fact check you.
Do it. Do it afterwards. Say, mm-hmm. she was so wrong. But around the 80s, all these snack companies started feeding us this idea that we needed snacks.
Well, yeah. I mean, there was a huge surge in the processed, foods, the packaged foods, mm-hmm. the mega supermarkets with all kinds. Less were like the markets where you would buy the fresh foods and that sort of thing, and more became the supermarket,
mm-hmm.
or where you would find aisles upon aisles of cookies and potato chips, and mm-hmm. and they were so cheap and so convenient, and
mm-hmm.
it very much increased. And then, of course, to back that, to make people buy those things, there's all these commercials now on television about snacking and, mm-hmm. The afternoon snack, and everybody needs this snack. And
mm-hmm. Well, think about kids. Like, when your kids are in sports or whatever, you're assigned a day to bring the snack.
Mm-hmm.
We never did that, right, as kids. We never did that.
Mm-hmm.
That is a cultural shift.
Yes.
So anytime you think about what we do,
mm-hmm.
it's good to ask yourself, have we always done this?
Right.
Or is this something that came along in our generation? And snacking is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
We never brought snacks for right. anything.
Right.
And if I'm selling you food, it's not enough to sell you breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Why wouldn't I try to sell you snacks?
A mid-morning snack.
Yeah.
An afternoon snack.
And what's in your pantry? Half of it's probably food and half of it is snacks.
Mm-hmm.
So it works.
Right.
How do you get rid of snacking?
Yeah.
Because I think snacking too is this belief that, well, I don't know when I'm going to eat again.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we got a whole kitchen of food.
Yeah. Well, and snacking is rarely rooted in I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm.
It's simply I am doing whatever activity it might be, and I like to eat while I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of people, snacking is something you do in front of the television, for mm-hmm. a lot of adults. And snacks really originated from... No, they didn't. Don't include that. Snacks were invented by children when they get home from school.
That's not true at all. So I think just getting back to intermittent fasting...
Mm-hmm.
If you've never done it before and you want to start,
mm-hmm.
I would try to achieve that 12-hour window.
Mm-hmm.
At 12 hours, you get the benefit.
Okay.
And most people can do that.
Does sleeping hours count?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. So if I slept for like 20 hours every day. Mm-hmm. And then when I woke up, I ate. And then the rest of the time, I like, that would be good.
Yeah.
Okay. Done.
I mean,
can you tell my employer this?
Your family?
My family. Yeah. No, they wouldn't care.
I feel like you might get some bed sores. So
it's possible.
We're not meant to really sleep that long.
Okay.
So you think you found a loophole, but maybe
I
not.
I did. Dang it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, quick question. Mm-hmm. Fasting.
Yes.
Is vodka something that I can drink while I'm fasting? Wine?
Well, good question.
I would assume no, because it's
here. Because there's different rules.
Water, black coffee, and tea.
Technically, if we're going to get real down in the nitty gritty.
Okay.
Anything that has a calorie in it will break a fast.
Okay.
But what you asked me was, does sleeping count?
I did.
And it does.
Really?
So that is what a lot of people use to their advantage, is at the minimum, that 6 to 8 hours that we're sleeping, we are fasting. Mm-hmm. So can you just tack on to that either before you go to sleep or after you wake up and like extend that window? Mm-hmm. And that is less intimidating, I think.
Right.
Because at 12 hours is when you start getting the benefit of fasting.
Okay.
And that is not hard to do when you think about, if I stop eating at 7 p.m. at night and then I wake up and eat at 7 a.m. in the morning, that's 12 hours.
Right. Okay.
That's reasonable.
I think because I went through a period in my life where starvation or extreme restriction was something that I did at times in an effort to lose weight, that the thought of doing some of that intermittent fasting feels just like that. Mm-hmm. You know, am I just restricting myself in an unhealthy way?
Right.
As opposed to approaching it in a mindful way and interrupting that negative self-talk. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm doing this because it's good and it's healthy for me. And I'm not restricting myself. I'm following my body's needs. And when I'm eating it, I'm eating healthy and I'm eating appropriate portions and, you know, in response to my hunger. Mm-hmm. And tying all that together isn't, I'm starving myself, starving myself, starving myself, starving myself. I'm going to eat a bag of Twizzlers. Then I'm starving myself, starving myself, starving myself, saving up for going to the bars, you know, and then drinking my calories. And that's that. That was a lifestyle for
like last year.
Yes. Yes.
This was like your college year.
Yes,
you know, absolutely. Where everybody kind of goes through that phase of I'm going to try to eat one cracker a day.
Right.
And it just doesn't work.
Right.
There's a big difference, though, between starving yourself and your body's hungry, but you ignore that and you just starve yourself endlessly.
Right.
And that is, you need a certain amount of food, but you're not going to give it, you're not going to do it. You're not going to eat that. Mm-hmm. You're below what you need.
Right.
Most people eat more than what they need. Mm-hmm. So with intermittent fasting, it brings you back to center of, I'm going to eat what I need. I'm not going to eat below what I need. I'm not starving myself. I'm going to eat what I need. Mm-hmm. I don't need snacks. Just saying, I'm going to cut out snacking.
Yeah.
So even between my meals, I'm not going to eat.
Okay.
And then I'm going to do 3 meals a day and do a 12-hour window around when I sleep. When you are fasting, after your 12-hour window, your brain cells get bigger.
Okay.
You get.
Can mine even get bigger?
Yes.
Okay.
They get smarter.
Okay.
And you get clearer in your thinking.
Okay.
And this whole sort of healthy movement happens in your body when you get into this 16-hour window. And it's good for your body because at 16 hours, your body becomes like this self-cleaning oven.
Okay.
And you will actually break down damaged cells, damaged muscle, damaged DNA, anything in your body that is not good for it, because your body is running in its prime state and not digesting food.
Right.
It has time to really do like a whole self clean of your body.
Okay.
Which is kind of like cool to think about.
It is. What you're talking about when it comes to the ridding of our body of like unneeded or damaged or harmful cells is called autophagy. A-U-T-O-P-H-A-G-Y.
That's not how you pronounce it.
How do you pronounce it?
Autophagy.
Autophagy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it's spelled auto.
Yeah.
And
phagy.
Which means to like break down or to.
Yeah.
So it's like an auto cleaning. Mm-hmm. It's like a self-cleaning oven.
I don't even know where my belief about this comes from, but the idea that, you know, lessening the amount that you're eating isn't necessarily going to equal weight loss because your metabolism kind of flows with your eating pattern. And so if I am naturally going to eat less, if I'm targeting my meals between certain hours, the likelihood of me eating less than I would on a normal day is probably great, you know? So how do I balance that? Like, what is that about with when it comes to my metabolism?
So I think what you're talking about is calories.
Okay.
Yeah. And in the past, or fad diets, or how they promote different diets is calorie restriction. And if you restrict your calories over a certain amount of time and you cut them too low, you will kind of ramp down your metabolism. Eventually your body is going to say, this is, I don't like this. And you'll binge and you'll be hungry and all of that. The thing about eating by your hunger is you're letting your body tell you when it needs food.
Okay.
And instead of just saying, I'm going to feed you this regardless of what you tell me.
Right.
This is, you're talking to your body.
Right.
So if you listen to your hunger, your body will tell you, I need something now.
Okay.
Versus you just feeding your body whether it needs food or not.
Okay.
Which I think is what we do. If you incorporate intermittent fasting in this, you don't really have to count calories. It's more about trying to eat within this window, and you will find that you are less hungry.
Right.
So once you get into this mode of doing more intermittent fasting, you'll wake up and you won't be as hungry. And if you're not hungry, you shouldn't eat.
Okay.
Because you're in that prime fat burning body cleaning mode.
Okay.
And all of a sudden you're going to stop all that and eat a Pop-Tart or an egg, and your body's like, oh, okay, I got to deal with what you just fed me. I've got to stop burning fat and stop making your brain and your body healthier, and I've got to stop making you younger.
Okay.
To deal with this donut you just gave me.
Okay.
So it just doesn't, it's not the best way to do that. If you're not hungry, just let your body be in this groove of burning your own body fat and making you younger.
That is a good point.
That's a very good point. Don't we all want that?
Yes.
I mean, now if you're hungry, then
eat.
And there are people I know who do intermittent fasting by the clock. And I'm not as big of a fan of that because it'll be 10 o'clock and they'll be ravenously hungry and say, well, I can't eat until 12.
Right.
So I think I don't want to do that because if I get super hungry, but then I wait to eat, I feel like I eat more than what I normally would.
Well, and what I would do in that 2 hour window, if it's 10 o'clock, I'm hungry and I can't eat till noon, the list of things I'm going to eat becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. And I start fantasizing mm-hmm. about the meal I'm making for myself or where I'm going to eat or, and I would likely overdo it. And I wouldn't listen to my body when I'm full either. It mm-hmm. would, I would go into this sort of, let me eat everything I possibly can because when am I going to, you know, that
panic,
that whole panic, like,
right.
You know, I don't know where my next meal is coming from, sort of belief.
Sure.
So
that caveman brain kicks in.
Yes.
But again, you don't want to get in a state where you've cut yourself so short that you're waiting to eat.
Right.
A lot of people find that once they get into this groove of intermittent fasting, when they wake up in the morning, they really aren't hungry. Mm-hmm. And it's not hard to wait because they just aren't hungry.
Right.
It's more the habit of, I should be eating breakfast.
Right.
Versus, I'm really not hungry. And if I can tell myself, my body is burning my body fat right now and my brain is getting younger. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to stop that process. And I'm going to wait until I'm hungry. Mm-hmm. To eat, that is, if you can just do that,
right,
that's going to be a huge benefit.
Yes.
I like to do something if it makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. So if it makes sense to me that when I'm not eating, my body is doing amazing things.
Yeah.
That I am burning my fat mm-hmm. in a way that I can't do in the gym.
Right.
And I'm cleaning my brain mm-hmm. and cleaning my body of damaged cells. And my energy is good. Mm-hmm. I like, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
So how do I operationalize that? So if I stop eating at 8 at night, then I'm going to eat again at 8 in the morning.
Okay.
And then try to close that eating window
okay.
a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
To where then maybe I stop at 6. So you can go by the clock where you eat in a certain time window. Mm-hmm. Or you can go by your hunger or like meal. These are all really good questions though, because mm-hmm. I think people, again, they're like, is this a fad? It just, mm-hmm. it goes against what we feel like in that we've got to eat all day long.
Right. Right.
And it just seems like not American to right. skip a meal.
Right. That's, I need to eat breakfast, crazy. Lunch, and dinner.
Yeah. I mean,
what are my family gatherings going to be centered around?
Well, and it's interesting you say that because so much of our eating is social. And so a lot of people who get down into where they just eat one meal a day, mm-hmm. and I think that's tough. I think it's tough yes. to just eat one meal a day. But there are people who do that and have extreme benefit. I mean, they look like 10 years younger from doing that because they do all this body, you know, mm-hmm. cleansing from it. But they will choose to eat dinner. Mm-hmm. And some people eat by the clock. So they say, I'm going to eat within this time window. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they eat from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at night.
Right, right.
And they eat, a huge dinner and snack. And that's where they eat their calories.
Okay.
And adding healthy fat helps. Mm-hmm. And then some people say, I'm not going to time myself eating. I'm just going to eat once a day, and that's going to vary based on what I'm doing.
Okay.
So if I'm going to go out and meet my friends for lunch, then that's going to be my meal today. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when we were in college and I ate one meal a day, and it was scoops and cottage cheese? Mm-hmm. That was groundbreaking.
Yeah.
There was a period of time, mm-hmm. though, that I ate one meal a day. Mm-hmm. And I just ate whatever I wanted. And it really worked. Mm-hmm. But people thought it was so weird.
I don't know how many people knew that about you, though.
I mean, just not like the world in large.
Right.
A few people that knew me, like my friends.
I know you put in ads in the newspaper, mm-hmm. but yeah, you didn't get a lot of response. So...
But all my friends knew that.
It was before Facebook, and so you had to let everyone know.
Right. And the Star Press. I was on to something.
Mm-hmm.
Some people find that getting 3 meals a day is, you know, and trying to do that 12-hour window, mm-hmm. that's good. If you can get down to 2 meals or 1 meal,
mm-hmm.
again, that's a little bit tougher. What some people do is they do an alternate schedule.
Okay.
So they do like 5 days a week, they eat 3 meals a day and try to do a 12-hour window.
Mm-hmm.
And then on 2 of the days, they maybe eat twice a day.
Okay.
Or even once a day or not at all. But okay. again, that can be very intimidating if right. you're not used to it.
Right.
So maybe on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you only eat 2 meals a day.
Okay.
And then on the other days, you eat 3 meals a day, but you're always doing a minimum of that 12-hour window.
Okay.
And that, to me, is a good place to start. And if I do this alternate schedule where just 2 days a week, I get into a longer fasting window, it's healthy for me. But then I'm going to go back mm-hmm. and do my 3 meals a day and do my 12-hour window.
Mm-hmm.
And as I get more comfortable with it, I can play with it.
Right.
And if I have a day where I wake up and I'm super hungry, I'm going to eat.
Right.
There's a huge difference because I think when we starve ourselves, we aren't listening to our body.
No. No.
And this really is, we are 100% listening to our body and helping our body.
Mm-hmm.
And just the idea that we have the fat to burn.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, we carry it for a reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, some people who have been fasting for a long time, they mm-hmm. just work up to those longer fasts.
Mm-hmm.
But I think to start, what I did was, number one, I cut out snacking. And I told myself, this is going to take a minute. I'm going to not like change,
mm-hmm.
but really I don't need it.
Right.
And then if I can get a 12-hour window, and then if 2 days a week I only eat 2 meals a day, can I do that?
Right.
And I can.
Right.
And I found that my energy was great. I actually am more tired after I eat
mm-hmm.
versus when I'm fasting. And if I'm absolutely hungry, I will honor that and mm-hmm. say, you know what? Today's not the day. My body is really hungry right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to make my healthy choices. I'm not going to eat a lot of sugar. I'm going to eat my protein and healthy fats, and I'm going to listen mm-hmm. versus the calendar says it's Tuesday and I'm only eating 2 meals a day today.
Mm-hmm.
I will still let my body tell me things.
Mm-hmm.
But trying intermittent fasting was really, really beneficial to me.
Yeah.
And doing it in a way that didn't freak me out.
Right. Okay. I mean, it seems when you really break it down, the time-wise, my initial thought is there's no way I could do that because I have this very strange work schedule, and during the school year, I wake up super early with my kids, but then I end up staying up really late because I work late, and, you know, there's no way. But then when you break it down hour-wise, there's only, you know, the only reason that I feel compelled to eat during times is because that's when I've always eaten, or I look forward to it. Mm-hmm. I'm using it to manage my emotions. Mm-hmm. I love eating this food, and so it makes me believe I'm going to feel happy as a result. Or I love doing this, so I'm going to feel this way. And so, you know, one of the things that I've learned is to really challenge some of those negative beliefs that I have surrounding food and eating.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I need to stop feeling that I'm going to be hungry and having a fear of hunger.
Mm-hmm.
I need to stop believing that I have to eat a certain time of day or certain kind of meal. And another thing is for my family and I, you know, yeah, we do end up eating maybe one meal together, but I often believe that we all have to time it out and be in sync when it comes to that. And I'm not so sure that that's realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And to stop believing that food is based on the clock.
Right.
You know, it's time. Is it time to eat? Is it time for this? and following hunger more than anything is a better measure of how to do that. Mm-hmm. And also realizing that I can, you know, enjoy life without, you know, most of it surrounding food, you know, consumption.
So do you think intermittent fasting is something that you can incorporate into your regular schedule?
I do. I have always struggled to follow any particular healthy eating measures. Mm-hmm. I can do it temporarily. I can do anything for a little bit of time. Mm-hmm. But the idea of having to commit to something for a long period of time has always left me feeling either panicked or fearing that I'm missing out on something, or I'm not indulging, or I'm not soothing myself in an appropriate way. And so, you know, those are battles that I've been fighting for my whole life and mm-hmm. will probably continue to fight. Mm-hmm. But I think that trying to focus more on what I'm eating, when I'm eating it, am I hungry, am I not? And, you know, thinking about the benefits of letting my body do what it's supposed to do, mm-hmm. those are all good things for me. And replacing that negative self-talk with more positive.
And I think, too, if you listen to and look at and not ignore the results.
Yes.
So if you get into intermittent fasting and you find that you do have more energy, you do feel better. Mm-hmm. Versus after you eat a box of donuts, mm-hmm. you feel run down, tired. And also that shame guilt cycle starts kicking in.
Definitely.
I think instead of focusing on the taste of food mm-hmm. and how delicious we think food tastes, mm-hmm. like you said, play the tape all the way out and yeah. say, what are my results?
Right.
And which ones do I prefer?
Right. Absolutely. So my goal is to say goodbye to my antiquated food beliefs. And say goodbye to my fat. I'm just going to wish it well and it's going away.
Yes.
So.
And your brain loves when you burn fat. Mm-hmm. Your brain's happy with that.
Yep. What was it that you said that I really kind of gravitated toward?
Everything
that you said.
Everything I say, people gravitate toward. Mm-hmm. It's a curse, really.
Oh, like naturally thin people, they don't tell you their diet. Mm-hmm. Well, I say diet weird.
Diet.
Diet. Sound like Forrest Gump.